Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Thank you for joining us today as we share together in God's precious Word. Here's Senior Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Come, my people, enter thou into thy chambers and shut the doors about thee. Hide thyself, as it were, for a little moment, until the indignation be overpassed. That tribulation period, till that indignation, that wrath that we read about in Daniel, that time of trouble that Job was talking about. And then we see in Isaiah that indignation when it shall be overpassed. For verse number 21, for behold, the Lord cometh out of his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity. That's that indignation. That's referring to the tribulation period. And the earth shall also disclose her blood and shall no more cover her sin. So those verses and other verses I won't have time to discuss, but I think that's enough to show you that I believe the Old Testament saints received their resurrected bodies at the end of the tribulation period at what we would call the gleanings. When the tribulation saints receive their resurrected bodies, the Old Testament saints will receive their resurrected bodies, and they enter into the kingdom. Moses, Isaac, Jacob, as referred to in Matthew and is in Luke, you will see them enter into the kingdom, that millennial reign of Christ. Now, for unbelievers, that completes what's called the first resurrection. Matter of fact, it talks about that this is the first resurrection. It's in three parts: first fruits, main harvest, and gleanings. Y'all get that? Okay, you got it. All right. That's for believers. Then there's a resurrection of the unjust. That's for unbelievers. For every unbeliever from the time of Cain or whoever died before, we just pick on Cain because that we know of, probably. I wouldn't doubt people died before Cain. Because remember, you couldn't kill Cain. You wasn't supposed to. God set a mark on Cain. Remember that? That if anybody messes with Cain, remember that? So Cain, I don't believe, was the first one to end hell. It's probably other people before him, but that's neither here nor there. But we just refer to Cain because first unbeliever we know of. In Revelation chapter number 20, for unbelievers, beginning in verse number 11, and I saw a great white throne and him that sat on it. Now, this is after the millennial reign of Christ. We're now in the after the millennium. And from whose face the earth and the heavens fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, both small and great, stand before God. Now, these are unbelievers. And the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, plural. I wish I could talk about that, but time won't allow. According to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it. And death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is a second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. I just want you to see the point that even unbelievers will receive a resurrected body. And they will stand before Jesus Christ, what the Bible refers to as a great white throne. Believers stand before Jesus at the judgment seat of Christ, the Bema seat that we find in the book of 1 Corinthians that Paul talks about, the Bema seat. Don't you know that we all must stand before Christ at the judgment seat of Christ, all believers? Well, all unbelievers will also stand before Christ. And that's why it's so important. I think it, Doug, isn't it in Philippians where it says that at the name of Christ, every knee shall bow and every tongue. Is that in the book of Philippians? And every tongue shall, I think it is, that every knee shall bow. And every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Every knee, believers, even unbelievers, at the great white throne judgment, they're going to confess. They're going to look at Jesus and confess, yes, you are who you say you are. But it's going to be too late for them, and they'll be cast into the lake of fire. Is that in Romans? Man, am I off bad on that? Okay. You got it? Rome, we'll read it. Isn't there another one in Philippians?
2:9-11.
I've been vindicated. Doug's right. I knew something in... Yes. Yes. I've been vindicated. That's what I was talking about. But Doug's right too. Doug's right too. Okay. Let me give you this. And I'm done. I got 2-3 minutes. Death was proof that when Jesus died on the cross of Calvary, death proved that Jesus was human. He was man, he was 100% man. But his death was proof that Jesus is human. Resurrection was proof that Jesus is God. 100% man, he died. 100% God, he rose again. Preacher, do you understand that? Not a bit. I watched the services last two Sundays we watched the services. Ukraine is 7 hours behind. Is that right? 7 hours. Huh? 7 hours ahead. I'm sorry, 7 hours ahead. All right. So we were at the house watching the services. We had our services Sunday morning, and we got back. And we what time was it for us then? 7 o'clock. Whatever time it was, I watched Kyler's sermon. It was really good about the Trinity of the Godhead. Last Sunday, he delved into that, and it was really good. Do we understand it? I don't understand nobody. I don't know if he said this or not. A comprehended God is not a God at all. If you can understand God, he's not a God. Or you find he's not God. Okay? So I don't understand that, but death was proof that Jesus is human. Resurrection was proof that Jesus is God. And let me give you 3 points and I'm done on something I wrote here that I think is really neat. Just kind of if you're ever on Jeopardy, Mike is, if you ever play Jeopardy or think, Mike is a guy you want on your team. He has all those answers that are unimportant. He knows everything. Anyway, no more. We are going to receive a new name in heaven. Revelation 2:17. I wrote this down. I want to share this with you. It's really neat. I know Ray Deardorff is Ray Deardorff. I'm going to heaven. I'm going to know Ray Deardorff. Nobody's got to introduce me to Ray Deardorff. I'm going to know him. People ask you, you've heard this before. Will we know each other in heaven? Absolutely. Why do you think we're going to be more stupid in heaven than we are here? Of course not. We're going to know each other in heaven. And we're going to know each other in heaven. But God's going to give us a new name, Revelation 2:17. Ray Deardorff and Jesus are going to have a special relationship. He's going to give Ray a name that only him and Brother Ray knows. I'm still going to know Ray is Ray. Hey, Ray, good to see you, man. But Jesus is going to give him, that's interesting. And somebody asked me this while I was in Ukraine. There's going to be one language. Zephaniah 3:9. We read, and time won't allow, Genesis 11 is when the Tower of Babel took place. Before the Tower of Babel, there was one language. Okay, what language do they speak? Whatever Adam spoke. Okay, because God divided the languages at the Tower of Babel. But when he creates a new heaven and a new earth, there will still be all different kinds of people. Filipinos and Americans and Africans and Georgians and Alabamians and whatever they are, you know, people from all but we're all going to speak one language. Are you following? We're talking about every tribe, every nation, every tongue. That's before new heavens and the earth, during the tribulation period. That's the whole millennium. But when we get new heaven and earth, there's going to be one. It's called a pure language, as it was before the Tower of Babel. Everybody be speaking the sign of God. Just something interesting fact for you to put in your, if you're ever on Jeopardy or something, and you can answer that question. And then one more thing, I shared this. Zephaniah 3:17, God sings.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.